Yes, maybe that's who she was. He turned away from me and made a snorting noise.
Monster woman.
I stopped pacing and studied the cat. Were you just laughing about something?
Me? Laughing? Oh no, Hanky. I'm sure you'll agree that this is no laughing matter.
It certainly isn't. On this ranch, the sudden appearance of monsters is serious business. I resumed my pacing. It's all fitting together, Pete. Don't you get it? Monster Woman was hiding in the tree. Sally Mae drove past the tree and Monster Woman swooped down and hijacked the car. That's how it happened. Pete, I've just blown this case wide open.
Oh my, Hanky. I'm so impressed.
It had me stumped there for a minute or two, but when you supplied the details about her jumping out of the tree, well, that pretty much wrapped things up. I marched over to him and gave him a pat on the back. Thanks, Pete. You see what happens when we work together as a team? At that point, something strange came over the cat. He burst out with some kind of loud sputtering sound and darted away from me. At first, I thought he was, well, laughing, but that made no sense. Why would he be laughing when our investigative team had just exposed the dangerous female monster on the ranch? He wouldn't. I mean, Pete was no genius, but he wasn't dumb enough to laugh about that. All at once, I was filled with concern. Maybe the little guy had choked or something. Back in the old days, when we were fighting like dogs and cats, I wouldn't have cared if he choked. In fact, I would have considered a privilege to choke him myself. But now that he'd helped me solve a difficult case, well, it was a different deal entirely. I rushed over to him. Hey, Pete, what's the problem? You're not choking, are you? Again, he made that sputtering sound.
Not choking, Hanky. Just coughing.
Oh, good. There for a second. But I never heard anyone making a coughing sound like tee-hee.
Cold air. It constricts the throat passages.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Maybe you'd better lie down. That's a nasty cough.
Thanks, Hanky. I think I'll do that.
Pete staggered away, coughing and sputtering. Get some sleep and drink plenty of liquor. Liquids. Oh, and be on the lookout for Monster Woman. She might be hanging around for a while. Don't let her bite you on the neck. Pete went into another spasm of coughing and snorting and made his way down to the yard. The poor little guy. I only wish there was something I could do to ease his suffering, but, well, I wasn't a doctor. Pretty sad, huh? You bet. At that very moment, as I was feeling sadness and concern about Pete's illness,